This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, October 2nd. Well, wheat markets yesterday, kind of choppy, didn't participate in the strong move that we saw from corn and soybeans, where corn was up a dime much of the day, beans up in the teens. But wheat was actually lower to start the day and then managed to be about 4 or 5 cents higher in a flurry of buying and then backed off as we got into the close. So basically just an unchanged day for the wheat market. Most of the activity, of course, in the row crops, some of this due to the rains coming across the Delta and the Midwest. Some of it also with the agreement, Canada coming back into the NAFTA agreement. They're going to rename it, but nevertheless, it's definitely a bonus for U.S. agriculture and Canadian agriculture, for that matter. The winter wheat plantings progress report at 43% complete nationwide. That is up 15 points on the week, and it's about 9 points ahead of where we were a year ago. Corn harvest is at 26% nationwide. That's up 10 from last week, and it's 16 compared to 16% where we were a year ago. Soybean harvest at 23% complete. That's up 9 from last week, and it's 3 points ahead of where we were a year ago. Some news out of Russia. Their FOB prices have increased again, about $4 a ton from last week. So that puts us at about $15 a ton rally over the last 3 weeks, which equates to about 40 cents a bushel. Marketing year to date, which starts on September 1st and through, started on July 1st, runs through September 30th. Their exports are at 12.1 million tons. Their harvest is at 85% complete. They've harvested 67.2 million tons of wheat compared to 84 million tons at this point last year. Winter wheat plantings for Russia at 76% complete. The government also announced that they were not going to buy any wheat for their reserves. So we know that they stated that they would release wheat from their reserves this year to try to offset some of the losses that they saw this year and the poor quality that's coming in. And interior domestic prices have rallied significantly in Russia. So the Russian government said that they're going to release some of their wheat from their reserves. They have a couple million tons, and to try to, you know, keep prices down in the interior. So if they're not going to replace those stocks, that puts them in a pretty tight stock situation by the end of this season, this marketing year. So obviously they're going to need a good crop next year, or that puts them in a very precarious situation next year. Now, their winter wheat planting so far running a bit behind where they were last year, and much of that is due to the dry conditions that we've seen across the southern region and through the Volga. So this is, you know, it's not critical. They're presuming that they're going to have normal weather next year. So, you know, who knows? They didn't get normal weather this year, and they had a monster crop last year, had very little carryover. They exported pretty much all of it that they didn't use domestically. So it puts them in a pretty tight situation. So we'll see where this goes for next year. And obviously that's way down the road. But things to keep in the back of your mind, that Russia had a shorter crop this year than they did last year, that their quality of the crop is suspect. That's why the government is inspecting the exports much more closely. That, and to keep an eye on the actual volume leaving the country. But you've got skyrocketing domestic prices in Russia. FOB prices have rallied 40 cents a bushel over the last 3 weeks, and they set world price. It's expected the government will shut down their exports fairly shortly, and the government said that they would release some of the stocks into the domestic market. All of these things just kind of brewing in Russia. Once they're out of the export picture, world prices, I think, will be much stronger. They'll be free to move much higher. And that's, I think, going to be the case as we move through winter and into the spring. And then, you know, you're looking at another growing season in front of us. What kind of season are we going to have? Well, we know that much of the Black Sea is being planted into dry conditions. We know that Europe is being planted into dry conditions. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have a bust of a crop next year, but it certainly doesn't set the stage for a boomer crop for next year. Here in the United States, we are on track probably for a boomer crop. We've got great growing conditions and planting conditions in the southern plains for once, and we should get that crop off to a good start. Same thing with the northern plains. In the southern hemisphere, as we've talked about many times, Australia is on track for another kind of a bust of a crop. Argentina is on track for a record crop. So we will see some competition from Argentina, likely December through January, maybe early February, and then after that they'll probably be done with their exports as well. That depends too on the government's export tariff, which is pretty high, and on the economic conditions there. But be as it may, the wheat market's still holding together fundamentally in a pretty bullish situation. The corn market, which we had thought would probably offer some support to that in a bullish demand situation, now the corn supply seems to be quite adequate, and we probably will be more in a trading range in the corn complex rather than an upward trending type of market in corn. But in wheat, I do think you're going to be an upward trending type of market for the rest of this marketing year. So if you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.